used to watch him asleep, so we're worried the little brethren may touch something. So he has to wash again without a bra. If he went to sleep in bed,
only if he wants to eat.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if he wants to eat quite right, if he doesn't want to eat, then that problem doesn't exist. In Yashon al Mitosa, he went to lie down in the middle of his meal for a bit of time. That's much worse than Shavua. That's a hefsek, and therefore he has to make him brought up. Others say it depends if you're lying down or not lying down. You plan to, you didn't plan to. The mice are very good exactly what the law is of a camel. Some say it's a deep sleep. That means if you call the person who doesn't answer you back, he's in another world. That is a hefsek. A light doze, then that is not a problem. That's a shy. That's also true. Why, right? If the time period is someone's fallen asleep for so long that the digestion period of the fast passed, like washing could be a drink or a cake, and it's fallen asleep for an hour, let's say an hour and a half, and then a small amount, then it could be coming for halfway and finished. But it's a shy, it's worth a shy as well. Then we said, look, yes, eventually I know about someone who's a visitor by someone's house. And instead, if you're a visitor at someone's house, then generally the rule is that you're turning up a das parabais. That means either you decide to say, let's fetch, or you think to yourself, I'm going to start not eating anymore now. That's like, I've had enough food, I'm not eating anymore. You think like that, it's not an amazing decision, but you think, I'm going to stop now. And then the barabos brings more stuff in. So we said, that still carries on. Because you're turning up a das achelim, and therefore the broch is still valid. If you decide definitely not to have any more, then that's cancelled. Who are then, if the Bala boss says, let's bench, we're going to bench, and the owner of the visitor says, I'm going to carry it. So again, that also works, it also helps. Yeah, it won't cancel it.
We won't cancel it.
And the visitor who's there says, I'm going to carry it, actually, I'm not stopping. So he's not made a decision. It's only when he's turning on someone else and he decides against that, and he can override it.
Will he call about the boss?
What?
Will he call about the boss and decide to carry on eating?
If he decides to stop, the Balabos says there's another course coming in, he's not Mashumma, he's allowed to. Unless he decides firmly, I'm not eating anymore.
Yeah,
if the Balabos goes right, let's go and bench, let's get the man home on the bench. And he says, I'm not stopping now, I'm still carrying on eating, then it's not finished either then yet. It's also not finished. And then we said, the halachas of all this hefsek, right? When a person decides to say, I'm not eating anymore. So we said that halacha, if someone says, I'm not eating anymore, then eating is a shaila. Yeah, if a person decides, I'm not eating, I'm not a visitor. Some person eating by himself, he says, I'm not eating any more bread, I've had enough, that's it. Or he says, let's bench. In all those cases, we said by eating is a sophic in the halacha when in carrot eating. It's a shayla. Drink is the kuli alma osa. That means a person has decided, I'm not having more coke at the meal. I'm finished. I'm not having any more drinks, no more whiskey, no more coffees, nothing. And then he decides to say, right, by drinks, everyone holds you to make a new brother. By food, some of them are showing the whole that food is
different. A new brother. Has he made a brother in the first
place? No, he hasn't. He's come with amitzi. But now he wants to start having his drink, and that's where it's shadow.
Because he decided not to.
Stop, so it's not clear in the pasta when it's finished. It's gone out of bread meal. Again, you're in the middle of your meat, you have your meat and your chips, and by the way, none of these recipes are what I have at home, yeah? It just comes to mind. So actually, he has, let's say, meat and chips, and then he's in the middle of a bread meal. And then in the end, he says, right, that's it, I'm not getting more. Right? And then he says, So now he's got to stop it with the food, he's got to stop what to do. Yeah? So that's where the bread meal, if he's eating just meat and chips as a snack, funny sort of snack, let's say he's having a snack, and then decides that I'm anymore, that the kuli alma hold is finished. It's different. The whole shayla is in the bread meal, but in a normal snack, because I'm a normal snack, says that I'm going more, even by food, it's finished. That's what we said yesterday. That is the halacha. Let's move on to a new thing. Just one other thing someone asked yesterday, obviously it's relevant to today's share really, that is that we spoke about the Mishnah Berurah here in Kuf. Where was that Mishnah Berurah about coffee? About if Lamates, what's Kufayin Dalet, Lamates. The Mishnah Berurah says that if someone's in the middle of a bread meal, right, and he's finished that, he's had everything, he's finished the bread meal, I've got some coffee or a cup of tea, right then in the meal. So we said last time from the Mishnah Berurah, someone drinks after his meal coffee, It's meant to aid the food going down. But the Dominic Shamashik, it's not like part of the meat itself. So he brings the Mishnah Berurah brings down from Chai Adam that he says, Sorry, Bracha Rishon, you have to make a new bracha on that cup of coffee or tea. It's not doing the meal anymore, the meal's finished. Well, you should finish everything. Mm-hmm. And now, just as the last part of any bench, you have a coffee or tea. Now, the Maestro Potter says it's very hard to know why you're having this coffee or tea. If you're doing it to help part of the eating process, then it doesn't need a bracha. If it's not part of the eating process, then you do need a bracha. So it depends what it's for.
The Mishnah Berurah says,
I'm not convinced he's right. The Mishnah Berurah said, because it's very hard to know what this coffee or tea is for at the end of the meal. And therefore, it's hard to know what you're doing. That means you have to know yourself very hard and often why you're doing it. So the Mishnah Berurah advised the best thing to do is to make a shahakim or something else. If you know yourself that you're having it as part of the meal, then the doesn't even broth of it. I say it's hard to know really what it's for, that coffee or tea at the end of the meal. So that's the Lachoy world debate. Okay. Now, a new halacha, which is a bit relevant. And that is a very interesting halacha, that just like we know that bread, when you make a bracha, hamotzi lechem aretz, that patterns everything to do with the meal. Mostly meat, fish, pasta, all things that are eaten in the meal are included in pas, when you make a bracha, hamotzi lechem aretz. There's a special halacha in Warren, brachas, that when a person makes boil pri hagofen on wine, that also exempts all other drinks. That's halacha chukhan aretz, you can find it for you here. Where's it confined? That is it.
Including the tea?
Ah! Oh, well, I come to that. Very good, yeah. Very good, yeah.
That's including the tea.
Oh, very good, Machine. Very good. Here's the wine. Where's the one about the wine? Somewhere here. Cuff iron down the seat base. How is this wine really? Yayin, pointer, Korm and a mashkin. Wine patters all drinks. Hagor, afin and bracha reshoina, and the Maestro Chavos says also with the bracha achroni. Make alak gefen, it covers you on all your cups of coffee, your orange juice, your Coca-Colas. All drinks are potter when you have wine.
Even if they're not in front of you.
Now, there are a number of conditions to this halacha, yeah? There's a number of conditions to this halacha. And it's not so straightforward, it's not complicated, it's just let's just see where we are. So the first halacha is, let's just go in order here, is how much wine do you have to putter all your drinks? So Moishi, let's say Moishi wants to have a drink of wine.
Yeah.
And he wants to have, you like Coca-Cola, Moishi?
Pardon?
You like Coke?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes. But he said that he likes Coca-Cola. So he wants to have a glass of Coca-Cola as well. So now he's had wine, and he wants a glass of Coca-Cola. Does have to make a bracha on a glass of Coca-Cola. So Ramayasa, we're saying now you don't need to. But there's a few conditions. Condition number one is...
What's the condition number one?
That how much wine do you have to drink?
Maybe.
It's a little bit like a kiddush, isn't it? That's an interesting halacha over here. And the halacha is that if you drink... We aren't quite sure what Mishnah Berurah. He quotes Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says... it patters all things. And in the Bialocha, it's very busy with the amount that you need. But Bialocha himself says that you need Mole Lugmov. Mole Lugmov is the majority of these, which is about 44 mil of drink, which is quite a lot. Now that means, let me just explain to what I mean, Rabbi, is that on a normal Shabbos, Friday night Shabbos, when you make Kiddush, very often the person who's making the Kiddush, the Kaddish, will drink a Mole Lugmov. He will drink that 44 mil. That's the ideal, that's what we should be doing. But the other people at the table are not drinking that amount. Very often you give a little glass of chaim or chaim glass, and you may want a bit of wine to drink. They're not having anywhere near 44 mil. Now that, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is a serious problem. Because in that case there, the wine will not exempt any other drink. So if you're asking now, on Shabbos morning, you make Kiddush, let's say Shabbos morning, you make Kiddush before your meal, you come home from Shabbos early, you're done at 8:30, you come home very early, 11 o'clock, and I say you want to make Kiddush first, so you make Kiddush, the family stand together, they make Kiddush, they make boy crack off them a wine, and the husband who's drinking the wine, he has a boy drink more, but everyone else has a sip. And now they want to have a cup of coffee, or they want to have a cup of Coke. serious problem. In this case over here, the Mishnah Berurah says it's very problematic whether you're a yotzer with just a sip. I must say, he brings that out that Derech HaChaim holds even a sip helps. But he's not happy with this Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah holds that you need to have a money look more. They're looking very adamant that less than a money look more will not exempt other drinks.
Why?
So you've got a problem according to that.
Why?
It's a choshel, choshel amount. It has to be a sheer choshel.
Why have you got problems?
It's the same, even if you have a sip.
Yeah, but it has to be, it's a topple to the wine. It only becomes a topple once you have a sheer choshel test. Yeah, but a nice amount of wine that becomes chashivas, that's a kosher amount. Once you have that amount, then any other drinks can become a topple to it. But if you don't have that amount, says the Chofetz Chaim, I hold it, you cannot actually make a bracha. You cannot use bread to help you. It's funny, because in the Mishnah Berurah himself, he brings a Derech Chaim, in the Mishnah Berurah himself, he brings from the Derech Chaim. The Derech Chaim is quite clear, because he's speaking about, Derech Chaim speaks about when you make kiddush on Shabbos morning, or Friday, Shabbos morning, let's say, and no one drinks wine. On that, the Derech Chaim, that's a problem. It's much more than the Derech Chaim. Once they drink a bit of wine, that would help. The Mishnah Berurah himself points it out. But he says, I hold that you have to have a monument, which is quite the size of mine. It's 44 mil, it's quite a bit. It's half a revius, it's quite a bit. I'm saying, generally, most people are not having it. So according to that, it will not help. Unless you have the wine. If you have the wine, then you have got this problem. That's condition number one. So condition number one is that you have to have, Boishi, 44 mil of this drink. Condition number one. Condition number two is, the he starts off, Mishnah Berurah, it must be on a table in front of you. What?
The other drinks.
The other drinks that you're having, the Coca-Cola, the Orangeade, everything else must be on the table. That will help. You go to a kiddush, for example, and you're the one making kiddush on wine, grape juice, the same thing, make bread prep off it. On the table is a whole spring of drinks. That will cover you, according to the Mishnah Berurah, for all drinks that are on the table.
So cup of tea is not on the table?
That's a good shout out. We'll come to the cup of tea. Now, the shout is first of all, that cup of tea. What have you got there? Have you got the water? Let's say
nothing.
And you're in the shopping.
Sugar, the tea,
right.
The water.
According to that,
according
to that, we're not helping the coffee and the tea. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the other sheets of it. Let me just read down Mishnah Berurah here. Mishnah Berurah says, "Kol minei mashkeh patras, all sorts of drinks." Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Vachi levon about shulchan shosh berke, must be on the table when you make the bracha." That means when you're making bread prep, my friend, your other drinks are also on the table. Shashu Mavorik.
Including
the bracha, the drinks are not.
Including whiskey as well.
Everything. For whiskey as well, yeah.
I must do
that. Yeah, yeah. It'll help for all drinks.
As long as it's on the table.
Yeah, if it's on the table in front of you. Some are lenient as well. It was not in front of you, but you had das on it. If you knew you were going to have a whiskey, or you knew you were going to have a cup of coffee, that means it's Shabbos morning, you make kiddush, you know you'll make a cup of coffee in a few minutes' time.
Why do you have to have coffee on Shabbos morning?
You don't have to, Moishi. You don't like a cup of coffee in the morning. Shabbos coming out of coffee, Moishi. How can you have Shabbos without coffee?
Of course.
Moishi. You have to have a coffee. So, that, in these words, is yesh makilin, sam on meiko, the villa of the it's not in front of you. Rak shahoya data aleim. That is, if you had das on it. Now that's a big shadow, but if we rely on this, many possibly do rely on this. The Mishnah Berurah, it seems it's better to have it on the table if you can. It's definitely better to put it on a table.
Cold.
What?
It's going to get cold by the time you drink it.
No, that's a shadow. That story is interesting. What do you have to put on the table? Can you put the coffee granules and the cup, let's say? And the water. That could be, I'm not sure that's an interesting point where to put on the table. But that's really better. Right. Yeah, or you make kiddush in the kitchen.
Yeah. Shabbos. This coffee, you've got the tea, you've got a das at the end of the meal. You know yourself if you're going to be on that. End of the meal, I always have a cup of tea. Okay? So before you've got das on that, and you made kiddush, before you should have
part of the. So what? Mishnah Berurah speaks now, that's what I want to come back to. Right? I've lost my place now. Damage on the test. The Mishnah Berurah says that on Shabbos, actually, with the whiskey and coffee. Yeah, he's talking about coffee at the end of the meal, says the Mishnah Berurah, yeah? Says the Mishnah Berurah, interesting. B'chol zeh l'kavei chol, that's only the weekday. B'shabbos v'yom to b'shachlis, ain't shackles, there's no problem. The habarei b'vadai k'vai kiddush on a kos. He's already made kiddush on a kos. If you make kiddush on a kos, it should help you for your cup of coffee anyway. But that only helps the coin, I would say, if the coffee's in front of you, or you have das, but yeah, you have das, and you had a modern look off. So this is a good head to this one over here, yeah? So you for what do you call
that's
it?
That's called Shabbos.
That's called Shabbos.
What about the family? They're stuck.
They're stuck in this way. So the best is not a plum. You take a Smartie and you make shako on a Smartie and then you're covered for your coffee. That's no problem.
Are you giving more grape juice?
What?
I like marshmallows.
Marshmallows also.
Is grape juice the same as wine?
Yeah, pastors. That's a good question about grape juice. From a national hold, that grape juice not the same. But nice that many other positive holds, it's got the same dint as wine. I can't hide it, but the actual hold that grapes didn't have the same issues. But many other apostles take on that grapes are the same with wine, and therefore it's got the same mile. If you use grape juice for Kiddush, that's got the same advantage as wine itself. And that will pass it from all our drinks. I'm saying you need a few conditions. The condition number one is that you have it a modern lugmov. You have this amount of 44 mil. Condition number two is it should be on the table in front of you, the drinks. Or at least you have das on it to drink it. I'm saying it's not ideal the das on because the Mishnah was not clear when they hold it like this. He says yes, makir. He doesn't clearly say that's good enough. But even though I'm going to test what I'm about to do. Don't say exactly, but the chayra. Yeah, so I'm saying that's a big swara to say it should help exactly, but person. What do you call it? Has in mind on a table first of all, and oh yes, das. That will help you. So that will help with coffee and tea. That's the only thing I can tell you. Whiskey as well for a Friday night. And if someone has a whiskey in his meal, if he had wine and he had a modern lugmov, and he either had das on a whiskey or it was in front of him, that would help. But for the other people at the table who are not drinking wine, they've got this problem still. Means everyone else who's sipping from the wine, unless they have, or unless you give everyone a size of their wine. That's the only way to do it. I think a common washes is out of my son. I don't know what people are making. Mishnah Berurah is very adamant that you need to have a modern lugmov. He holds very strongly that you need to have a modern lugmov to putter all other drinks. But my son, other apostles do take on, like even a mashu. But this is based on Mishnah Berurah. So I'm saying the Mishnah Berurah shitta is that you have to have at least a modern lugmov. Otherwise, you've got a problem. I say it works for whiskey, any drink that you can think of. It won't work for ice cream. Ice cream is not called a liquid, it's not called a drink. And therefore, this Boyfriar Goffa will not help you. For
yogurt is classed as a drink, a yogurt?
First of all, where are you up to? If you're looking for a bread meal, it's part of the bread meal. But let's say you're not having a bread meal. Let's say another bread meal. Someone's having wine, it's a good question, or chicken soup, let's say. Someone's having,
he's got a funny meal.
He's having wine on Friday night to start with. He's not washing, he's having a bit of chicken soup.
It's a liquid.
It's a liquid, but if I eat it as an oichel, it's a good question, I don't know. What would that be? Would that qualify for the wine to put you? Let's say you're not washing this, you're not having bread.
Yeah,
or yogurt. Someone's having wine and he's having a yogurt. Yeah. Hard to know. All right, my second stop.
Thank you very much.